When we think of talents, what's your first thought of talents? Matthew 25? The parable of talents? Let's turn there. Matthew 25 is beginning in verse 13. It says, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country. He called his servants to himself and delivered his goods to them. And to one of them he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his ability. And immediately he went on a journey." This is a crucial, each according to his ability. God, his master already knew what their abilities were. You know, it wasn't like he just give to someone who didn't know anything and you just take care of this. He knew that he had the opportunity to take care of the talents that he gave them. So he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. Likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more talents. But he who had received 1 went out and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. Here we're talking about money. I want to talk about different talents, though. After a long time, the Lord of the servants came and settled the accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, "Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Hey, look, I've gained 5 more talents. And the Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." And he also who received 2 talents came and said to him, "Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I've gained 2 more talents besides them." And his Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Then he who received only one talent came and said, "Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid. I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there is what is yours." He did not even have the respect enough to get it and bring us, "Here's what you gave me. I couldn't do anything with it. Here it is back." He just said, "There it is. It's yours. You want it, you go get it." That's basically what he's saying, you know. Not a bad attitude about a thing, you know. "I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours." But his Lord answered and said to him, "You wicked and lazy servant. You knew that I reaped where I have not sown, and I gathered where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. At least then I could have received back with my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. Why would he do that? Why would he say that? Because he knew the one that had 10 talents had had 5 to begin with, and he was diligent enough to do something with what he was given. You build on what you've been given. So to everyone who has more will be given, or to everyone who has more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even that which he has will be taken away." Do you have a talent? Have a talent in your pocket? Maybe you have money in your pocket. But I'm not talking about those kind of talents today. You may not know it, but I see a lot of talents right here in this room before my very eyes. I know people that are artistic, musical, teachable or teaching wise. And the talents go on and on and on. But we need to do something with those talents. Here we're talking about, in the parable of the talents, we'll talk about money, gold or silver. Well, I'm not here today to talk to you about talents, some health and wealth ministry or scheme or anything like that, but rather to let you know you possess talents that are far more valuable than gold or silver. You have talents right here. Yes, you have talents or abilities or skills that far outweigh any financial specter. Brethren, we're living in a very, very distressing time right now. And we need to all help. We need all the help we can to receive, to keep on keeping on. In the past couple years or so, here in our congregation, when I first came to this congregation, including my wife and I at the time, there was 12 people. In the last couple years, we've lost at least 8 people that we've known, friends, relatives. And guess what? We're back up to about 30 people after that. God has blessed us very well. We're very blessed in this congregation. We have very talented people. There are talented people here, there's artists, musically inclined people, as well as those that have the abilities for gardening or farming, construction, writing, speaking, teaching, caregiving. This is just a few. I know there's many more that I don't think of right at the moment. You know, some talents and abilities come to us what they call as naturally. We call people naturally gifted at singing, at writing, speaking. You get somebody that comes to me, not me. I'm naturally gifted at procrastination. Okay, that's what I'm good at. But you'll get people that come, you give them a word, and they come up here and give a 2-hour sermon on it. They give me a word, it takes me 2 hours to figure out what the word is. You know, I mean, that's the way it is. But sometimes, some people are naturally talented. And others, they're very talented. But you know what? It takes hours, and sometimes even years, to develop that talent. But nonetheless, these are very valuable talents and abilities. The church's commission is, number one, preach the gospel. It's right down here. Number two, prepare a people. So we have a work to do. We're told in Luke 9:62. Let's turn there real quick. Says, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Where do you think these talents come from? Other than something we just pulled out of our pocket or thought of one day, I got this talent, I'm so good at it. No. These talents are given to us by God. Even King David was given talents. All the people that came to him, they had different talents, artisans, musicians. All these people had a talent, but that talent wasn't given to them by King David. That talent was given to them by God, and they used it. I have three, actually four talents or abilities I want to discuss today. First one is encouragement. Two, motivation. And three and four go together, prayer and Bible study. First, we have encouragement. Brethren, we need to be lifted up or uplifted and cared for many times. And many times this action is as simple as a handshake when somebody comes to the door, or a hug, a smile, a phone call to someone to talk, for someone to talk to, a kind word of appreciation for any small that's been well done. Sending a sympathy card, a get well card, or just a thank you card, that is encouragement. When you're feeling down and somebody comes up and shakes your hand and gives you a hug, if you're having a down day, that helps you. And if you give them the hug, it helps them. We need to encourage one another. That's why we're here. We have an opportunity that on Fridays, there's several of us get together at Golden Corral for lunch together. We average anywhere from 6 to 12, 13, 14 people. That is a great time. I mean, I see some of them have been there, and we enjoy it. We sort of, it's like iron sharpens iron. Get there, we discuss things, we talk together and help each other out. We need to think of those opportunities that we have. I'm going to read you a little story here. There's a farmer who grew excellent quality corn, and every year he won the award for the best grown corn. One year, a newspaper reporter interviewed him and learned something interesting about how he grew it. The reporter discovered that the farmer shared his seed corn with his neighbors. And he said, well, the reporter said, how can you afford to share your best seed corn with your neighbors when they're entering the corn competition the same as you are each year? The reporter asked, why, sir? Asked the farmer. Didn't you know the wind picks up the pollen and from the ripening corn and swirls it from field to field? If my neighbors grow inferior corn, cross-pollination will steadily degrade the quality of my corn. If I am to grow good corn, I must help my neighbors grow good corn. So that's motivation. That's what we need to do, help one another. So it is with our lives. Those who want to live meaningful and well must help enrich the lives of others. To the value of a life is measured by the lives it touches. And those who choose to be happy must help others find happiness. For the welfare of each is bound up in the welfare of all. We are connected. We're one big family, you know. So we have to love one another and care for one another. When we motivate each other, at church, we like to include everybody in things that we do. Church activities, have hall set up. Hall takedown. I know many in here do that. And that's good. We have opportunities like the choir, the children's Bible school or Sabbath school, and others when appropriate. This is for men only. I'm not sexist here, but just this policy. Opening and closing prayer whenever the ability is there. We can call to see if somebody needs help. It's shopping, going to the doctor. These are things that we can do. And the one thing we can all do, it really costs nothing except a little bit of time, that's pray. If you don't know what to pray for or about, you know what? Ask God. He He'll help you. Many times when I'm trying to figure out a message, I draw a blank, and I go in and talk to God about it, and I'll get a few words. Next thing I know, here comes a few more and a few more. Pretty soon, there it is. I didn't do it. God did it. You know, I can't take credit. All I can do is deliver it. Ask him, and he'll help. Brethren, we need each other to keep on keeping on. Turn to Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8. Verse 7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. To him who knocks, it will be opened. Brethren, that's what this message is about. Seeking God, and pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's go back to Matthew 25, one more in the closing statement here. Matthew 25 and verse 21. This is what we want to hear when Christ returns. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord."